It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey folks, here we are again. We should call this show the September 3rd Can They Continue to Fuck It Up show. We're going to find out today, right? So we got another day, yet another day that we can see if, God, does today have what it takes to stay in the race? Is today the type of day that will overcome all obstacles, even Charlie Sheen-based obstacles? We're going to find out. And so for September 7thers in the world, you know, that have been listening and been like, okay, come on, come on. What's going to happen? Are we going to still go up against Charlie Sheen, or is it going to be somebody else? Here you are, and you're going up against Charlie Sheen. Let's rehash again. Kitty Carlisle is the number 3 from September 3rd. Snow Infant, Shaun White, and Charlie Sheen. That's the 3-2-1 makeup, September 3rd. That's what you got to beat. That's the threshold for success. I'm getting so sick of saying those names, but I got to play it straight. I got to play it straight. Let's go 3-2-1. But first, let's talk a little bit about some of the honorable mentions from September 7th. September 7th honorable mentions include Shannon Elizabeth, who was in American Pie. And everybody remembers seeing her boobs. And that was, I guess, really the highlight of her career. Angie Everhart, who was a model back in the 80s and 90s. She was beautiful, wonderful. Corbin Burnson from L.A. Law. Hey, you know, you can't argue with Corbin Burnson. And Sugar Shane Mosley, also born on September 7th. So those are some of your, I guess, honorable mentions there. We don't even need to think about any of those fellas, because we got a 3-2-1 punch here today that I feel like is a combination that Sugar Shane would throw himself. They're just like, the hits are going to come 3-2-1 fast at you, okay? All right. So let's just start with number 3, okay? We're going to ease into this. That's probably the best way to handle it. Start with 3, then move to 2, then move to 1. All right, that's how I like to do things here. Now, today is the 3-2-1 that we're going to see here today is an all music 3-2-1. Okay, so that's an exciting thing in and of itself, because I don't think we've seen that so far. You know, we've seen musicians hit the top several times, but a 3-2-1, an all music day, I've not seen it yet. We're going to see it today. Okay, we're going to start out. Gosh, you know, the order of these could kind of go a bunch of different ways, but I'm going to start out with number 3. Chrissy Hynde, okay, lead singer and founding member of The Pretenders, great, great rock band. If you don't know much about The Pretenders, then just go out and start listening to their music, because it's wonderful. We're just gonna come fast and hit quick with these hits. Number two, Buddy Holly, okay, yeah. The Big Bopper himself, Buddy Holly, okay? Now, I'm not a huge fan of Buddy Holly. His music, I don't know, it just never really, I mean, okay, so let's admit, I mean, I'm young enough that Buddy Holly is not contemporary to my musical tastes, and it was just a little inaccessible, I guess, to me. It got to the point where it sounded old really fast, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, I do appreciate Buddy Holly's music, I'm just not a huge fan. Unlike number 1, who I appreciate his music and am a fairly large fan of, and that is coming straight out of Compton, not Ice Cube, Eazy-E. Eazy-E, ladies and gentlemen, is born on September 7th, okay? So listen, you can think about Eazy-E all you want, but if you are at all a fan of West Coast gangster rap like I am, then I'm sorry. You're not going to be in the same place you are right now without Eazy-E. Okay. So that's it. That's my 3-2-1 pitch there. Obviously, the musical stylings of these folks, far surpasses, what you would see on September 3rd. But if you're lining them up, like, you know, mano y mano, I don't think that there's any discussion to be had here. September 3rd has failed, to step up to the plate yet again. They've brought, the same tired act again and again and again and again. And honestly, and until we get somebody weaker than Charlie, I don't know what we can do. But yeah, no, Eazy-E, Buddy Holly, and Chrissy Hynde handedly defeat September 3rd. September 7th, you're safe from elimination, obviously. Boy, September 3rd, it's we're closing in on a week here. I mean, it's not going to be that far from now. Just think about things, okay? Just think about it. Just think about things.